Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
I like my whistling there. On Friday, Miss Message, as you remember,
I said I was going to clean up my room over the weekend.
Well, did you?
Of course. And I had time for my homework and to practice piano and wash the dog and wash my hair and do the dishes.
Hey, you really did have a busy weekend. Must be nice to get back to the old easygoing post office.
But look at this stack of letters.
Yeah, and there's another story, too. We better get to work. Letters first?
All right.
I see you've divided them up here nicely. Now, let's see, who's this one from? Here's one from Michael Cooper. And Michael writes, Santa, I am getting my mother to write this letter for me because I'm only 2.5 years old. Michael, if you had written it even in your 2.5-year-old handwriting, I bet you Santa could read it just as easy as pie. But it does help me, I'll tell you that. Michael Cooper goes on, I would like to tell you that I've been good this year. Please don't forget me Christmas Eve. Would you please bring me a kitten, a fire truck, and some other toys and clothes? My brother Mark asked, please bring him a dump truck. Thank you, Michael Cooper.
This one's from Dorothy. And the letter goes, Dear Santa, I would like to have a doll and clothes for her for Christmas. I would like a carriage for my doll. Please bring some toys for my sister. Love, Dorothy.
Dorothy writes, too. Mm-hmm. Lots of these letters are. What is the difference? Some is cursive and some is,
Printing.
Printing and cursive. Well, Dorothy's is cursive, right?
Right.
Wow, it's beautifully done. Here's one that's printed, and I'm grateful to Allison Bassett for doing that so that I can read her letter. Dear Santa, writes Allison, I would want a baby alive for Christmas. I would like a play and make, too. Thank you. And I will be a good girl. Promises, promises. Love, Allison Bassett. Nice letter, Allison.
And here's another one. This one from Scott. Dear Santa, I would like a Giants football helmet and a blue football shirt. I want a bunch of knights that are dolls. I would like a Flash Gordon doll, and I want a Davy Crockett suit, if you can find one.
We haven't heard about those for years and years.
Yeah.
Have to check in the warehouse and see, Scott. He may have some.
But, he goes on, I would also like a British hat and bring me a prize. Love, Scott. Thank you, Scott.
Okay, Scott. Here's one that comes from, let's see, over here, Darcy. Darcy writes, Dear Santa, I'd like that game with different colored circles which go into the middle of the mouth. What is that, Miss Message? A Mr. Mouth?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Mr. Message. All right. And Darcy writes, Mr. Message, Mr. Mouth. I'm getting carried away here. Peter wants the same thing. I'd also like Baby That-A-Way and a baby which has everything with it. I'd like Baby Alive. Thank you. Love, Darcy.
And here's one from Diane. And let's see. She writes, Dear Santa, I would like a baby come back for Christmas, and I would also like a bike, coat, and something you drive, which is in the best catalog. Love, Diane.
Well, Diane, Santa will have to check up in his catalog and see what it is. A number of things can be driven, but I expect he can read between the lines there and tell you very easily what it is. Trinley Yeaman has written to Santa Claus, and Trinley writes, Dear Santa, please may I have a baby? And a beauty parlor, and zip. Please get Susan, Suntan Tuesday Taylor. Thank you, love, Trinley Yeaman.
Let's see, Billy Smith has written, and his letter goes, Dear Santa, may I have a Pulsar and Electro Man? I would like Night Glow and a little motorcycle. May I please have Nerf Rockets, Knights, and Stretch Monster? I help Mom take out the clothes from the dryer. Well, bye. Love, Billy Smith.
Billy, it's nice to catalog those useful things you do, because it shows how busy the boys and girls are, not just at Christmas time, but all year round. Missy has written, Dear Santa, I love you. Would you bring me toys? I would like to have a doll, a stove, a refrigerator, and some Barbie clothes. Love, Missy, who seems to be about to set up housekeeping this message.
And here's a letter from Thomason. And her letter goes, Dear Santa Claus, please can I have a doll and a stuffed cat and a stuffed dog and make it big because I like big dogs. My name is Thomason. Love, Thomason.
That's a very nice letter. Lee has written a very short letter and has drawn a big heart here, which is all painted red. It says, Dear Santa, I want the Adventure People set and an airport for Christmas. Love, Lee.
And let's see, here's a letter from Tabitha Duncan. And Tabitha writes, Dear Santa, I want a Barbie case and suntan Tuesday Taylor, and I want a stuffed animal to play with. I would also like a sundress. Please, Santa, may I have these things. I help my mommy carry in the groceries. Love, Tabitha Duncan.
This is a hard-working group of people in this message. I have a feeling they're all from the same class because they're all writing on the same paper, and they look like excellent scholars, I can tell from here. Here's one from Sully. Sully writes, Dear Santa, this will take a while in this message. It goes on both sides of the page. I want a bow and arrow and Indian band for my head. I want a matchbox jet, a matchbox ship, and some Yankee books. I want a stuffed animal, cat or panda, and a stuffed animal mountain lion, and a puzzle. I want a pad and some pencils, and an American flag, and a Yankee hat, and a machine gun, and football pants and socks. Well, Sully, if you get all those things, you will just be swept off your feet at Christmas time. Love, Sully.
And this one is from, I guess it's, yeah, this is the last one for tonight. This one's from Loring Woodruff. And Loring writes, Dear Santa, I want a Mickey Mouse watch and a math book. I want Swiss chocolate and one doll. Thank you for the...
I wonder what that is. Luckily, Santa will know what it was he brought to Loring last year.
Well, thank you for that, which you gave me last Christmas. Love, Loring.
Well, let me squint at this clock here. If my bifocals don't deceive me, Miss Message, I believe we've got time for one of the Grimes School English classes stories.
We do, and here it is.
It looks like a short one. That's not a story, that's a poem.
Yeah, it's a poem by Patty Mack, and it's entitled Christmas Poem. Christmas comes but once a year, full of happiness and cheer. Decorating is fun, with trees as bright as the sun. Silently and slowly, down comes the glistening snow. When Christmas is past, my memories will last.
Short and to the point. Patty Mack, that's a nice way to put it. We'll all remember Christmas just like that. And do you know, Miss Message, I'm checking my calendar here, there's 2 weeks left before Christmas, and we've certainly been getting the mail this year, haven't we?
That's for sure. And we'd better get these into the mail patch for old Sam the Elf.
All right, I'll squinch that last one. Don't forget Allison's there, will you? Okay, there. That does it. Well, good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45 for Letters to Santa Claus. Thank you.